appreciate you know, all our fans and our community so much that it was really nice to just get out here, interact with them, and to make some new friends.
The kind of point of this
meeting
was to
getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and Wow TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free Wow TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Live from beautiful Charleston, South Carolina, this is Green Jackets Baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Augusta wrapped up a series win last week over the Kannapolis Cannonballers with a doubleheader split on Sunday. They dropped the first game but took the second game, concluding the season series with Kannapolis with a 9-3 record against the Cannonballers. And now they take on a team who came to Augusta and earned a series split just 3 weeks ago. It's the Charleston River Dogs who are hosting these six games here at the Joseph P. Riley Stadium is the spot right on the banks of the bay here on the coast of the Palmetto State. The Green Jackets have some roster moves to announce before the game. Today, David McCabe, the reigning Carolina League Player of the Week, and Cedric de Grand Prix, who led the Green Jackets in innings pitched and strikeouts, were both promoted to High A Rome. The Green Jackets, in return, got Corey Acton, a former University of Georgia Bulldog, and Ronaldo Alessandro, who pitched for the Green Jackets last year, down from High A Rome. And of course, being a UGA alumni meant we had to catch up with Corey Acton tonight. He is tonight's Phoenix Printing player feature, but we'll get to that in a second as we bring you into this TaxSlayer pregame show. Game one of six and two games remaining in the month of May, and the Green Jackets this May have just been absolutely remarkable. In this month so far, the Green Jackets are 16-9, seven games over 500. They were 7-13 in the month of April. They have more than doubled their win total here in May with two games to go. The Green Jackets enter today a game over 500 at 23-22. Charleston enters nine games below 500 at 18-27. Looking at the Carolina League standings, the Green Jackets are real close to overtaking Kannapolis for that third spot. And the team only two games in front of them is the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who will come to town next week for the Green Jackets. In fact, as of last night, Kannapolis is off today, but Kannapolis lost to Fayetteville. As Fayetteville broke an 8-game losing streak, the Green Jackets are now tied with Kannapolis in record at 23-22, but due to their vastly superior run differential, Augusta currently sits in third place, and they have a chance to make up some ground. Last week, this Charleston River Dogs team went 1-5 against first-place Columbia up the road, only about 2 hours away on I-26. But before we get into this series, lineups, and the like, it's time for today's Phoenix Sprinting Player feature, and that means a chat with the newest addition to the roster, our starting second baseman tonight, Corey Acton.
It's time for a new week of Green Jackets baseball, and with that, we've got some new faces on the roster. It's a pleasure to welcome to our TaxSlayer pregame show for our Phoenix Sprinting Player feature one of the newest members of the Green Jackets, UGA alumnus, Corey Acton. How's it going?
It's going well. Great to be here.
I think it's always cool to see someone who played in Athens with UGA wind up in the Braves organization. What was it like for you on draft day last year when that was the team that called your name?
I thought it was super exciting because, one, I knew that the Atlanta Braves are from Georgia as well as UGA, but we also did play in SRP Park last year, which is pretty cool that I get to now play with Augusta in SRP.
Do you remember how you did in that game, what is it called, the Southern Classic? I forget what it's actually called.
I'm not too sure, but I think I did all right. Not too bad.
Now, you grew up in, or you're listed as being from Fort Lauderdale, but you played at American Heritage, which is thought to be, you know, one of, if not the best athletics high school in the country. What was your experience like there as an athlete?
It was awesome because, you know, I was at a small Christian school my freshman, sophomore year, and me and my parents thought that it was time for a change. You know, great coaches and Bruce Haven, and I thought it was a good experience and a good chance to play with and against some of the best talent in South Florida.
Now, with that team, were you guys playing just in Florida, or did you guys also travel out of the state to play in tournaments?
We did go to Cary, North Carolina to play in the USA tournament. That was a cool experience. Bunch of guys all over the country ended up playing pro ball, and we got to face a lot of good arms and good talent.
Now, it's not just the guys who you were playing against on that team, but some of your teammates as well have since gone on to do great things, obviously. As a Red Sox fan myself, I feel obliged to mention Tristan Casas, but his little brother is now raking as well in college. Other guys who you played with on that team are now either in pro ball or are in and around the D1 circuit. How important was it to have guys who were pushing you like that at a younger age?
It is very important because I think it's really, really valuable at a younger age to not only play against the best teams, but, you know, play with the best players. You know, talent pushes one another, and, you know, Tristan and Gavin, still some of my closest friends from back home, and it's awesome to see them up in the big leagues.
And then after you played there, you stuck around in Florida and played with the Gators for 3 years. What was the recruiting process like for you?
I committed super early going into the summer of my sophomore season of high school. you know, it all happened so quick. It's pretty cool that I got to play in Florida and my parents could travel, but it was either better being able to play at UGA.
Without a doubt, and obviously you got the unique experience of playing at two different SEC schools, which is not something very common. What was the level of competition like for you in SEC play in particular?
Oh, it was great. You know, there's guys all over the country that are coming from every single state just to play in the SEC, and I thought it was a good opportunity to go back to Georgia and sweep UF, which we did.
Well, I have to interrupt the normal interview questions because we just got news that the Braves have promoted A.J. Smith-Shawver to the bigs after beginning all of last season here in Augusta. When it comes to your fit in the Braves organization and seeing how they develop talent and how, if they think you're ready, you will be able to make that step, what does it mean to be a Brave in that context for you?
You know, A.J. Smith-Shawver, he's a special talent. I got to play with him in Rome for only a couple weeks, you know. I think he's deserving to be in the big leagues just as anybody else, and I feel like as a development standpoint, if you got it, you got it, and they're not afraid to bring you up, and it's really cool seeing someone that young be in the major leagues.
Without a doubt, and he becomes the fourth Green Jackets alumnus in the 2 years since we've been a Braves affiliate to get up there. But back to the star of the show here, talking with Corey Acton, just added to the roster today. I saw online that you were a religion major. What was that degree like for you, and why did you choose it?
At first, to go to UGA, I had to change my major. I eventually, after the fall, was allowed to change it to communications, which is good, just like my mother did. But, you know, religion, those are some tough classes, I'm not going to lie. Some of the toughest classes I've taken all of college. So, you know, don't sleep on the religion majors.
Without a doubt, I feel like a lot of philosophy, right? Like a lot of, like, old texts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, you've played a number of different positions tonight. You're starting at second base. Is that the position that you feel most comfortable at?
I feel super comfortable at second. I feel like all around the infield, I feel really comfortable. This year, I'm starting to learn a little bit of first base, which is a big change. But I feel like the switch from second, short, and third to first base shouldn't be too much of a problem.
And I guess the last thing for you, as one of the, you know, you were part of the draft class last year, and there are, I want to say, almost half of last year's draft class are on this team right now, or at least before today with a couple guys going up. That's where we were at. What's it been like, I guess, adjusting to life as a professional ball player for you and getting to know this new group of guys?
Oh, it's been awesome, man. I got the news that I was going from Rome to Augusta, and I had no problem because, you know, I'm really good friends with a bunch of guys on the team, so getting adjusted in the locker room, in the clubhouse, should be no problem for me.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to having you, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Back with Green Jackets Baseball in a few short moments here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You've been listening to the TaxSlayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Well, hello and welcome, folks, inside Joseph P. Riley Stadium, also known as the Joe, here in Charleston, South Carolina. The Green Jackets making their first foray to visit the River Dogs this season after splitting a six-game series at home to the Tampa Bay Rays Single-A Carolina League affiliate. The Green Jackets riding high off a 4-2 series victory over Kannapolis last week. They have not lost a series in the month of May, and are looking to close out the month of May, these next 2 days, on a high note, a possibility with 2 wins tonight and tomorrow to finish the month of May with a winning percentage of almost 700. But standing in their way are the Charleston River Dogs, coming in today with a record of 18-27. And they've got an arm on the mound that the Green Jackets did not see back in early May. Alex Ayala Jr. out of Panama was on the injured list from late April to early May, and he is making his fifth start of the year tonight. He's gone 14 and a third innings this season, has only given up a couple of hits, struck out 14, and walked 6. Teams are hitting just 120 off of the young left-hander. The Green Jackets will have Jorge Bautista going for them this evening, and Bautista struggled against these River Dogs back in May, but is looking to shake off last week's outing as well. Bautista, when he's missing bats, has been excellent. However, when he's giving up contact, he has been a bit home run prone. The Green Jackets tonight in their road grays with the green letters and numbers, and Charleston in their home whites with blue caps and yellow trim and blue letters. 77 degrees here at first pitch as we are on the banks of some marshes that lead out to the Atlantic, and looking forward to exploring this beautiful city in the next couple of days. Here on the banks of the Ashley River, heading out over towards the bay near Sullivan's Island, near Fort Sumter, as the first pitch comes in. It's grounded right up the middle by Ethan Werkinger, fielded by the pitcher Ayala, who underhands the bag at first for the out. Well, that brings us to the Green Jackets starting lineup. Ethan Werkinger, Justin Janis, and Jair Casanova bat 1-3 today. Nick Clarno bats cleanup for the second time this year. EJ Exposito in the 5-hole with Corey Acton batting 6th, making his Green Jackets debut. Jeremy Celedonio, Tyler Collins, and Francisco Floyd rounded out as lefty Ayala misses outside at 89 to Justin Janis, the lefty who hits 385 against left-handers. The 1-0 across the zone at 89 miles an hour. The Green Jackets, of course, playing their first game without David McCabe on the roster this year. He was top 10 in the Carolina League in almost every category as Ayala wires in a strike at 77. It's 1-2. He starts and bats cleanup tonight in high A Rome with Cedric DeGrandpre, another Green Jacket pitcher who got the call getting the start. 1-2 taken in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Janis went 5-for-22 in the first series between these two teams. 2-2 pitch. Grounded sharply, foul down the right field line. Partly cloudy here. The Green Jackets dugout is on the third base side, just like at SRP Park. This is a very pitcher-friendly park. The outfield is vast and expansive, and the wind is coming in off the river directly in front of center field. 2-2, one away, no score here, top of the first inning. Green Jackets and River Dogs just underway. The 2-2, taken for a called third strike on the outside corner. That was barely in the realm of home plate there. Looked like it should have been ball three. Janis is still voicing his displeasure with the home plate umpire Cameron Jones coming back to the dugout. Jair Casanova, 6-for-13 with 8 runs batted in against these River Dogs back in early May, is next to the plate with 2 away and 0-1 on. First pitch popped up towards right field. Coming in is the right fielder Manzueta, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So a rapid first inning of work here, just 7 pitches needed for Alex Ayala Jr. And we head to the bottom of inning number 1 with the score of the Green Jackets 0 and the River Dogs coming up. Back in a moment here in the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah. SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here in Charleston, Green Jackets went down in order in the top of the first. And it's Jorge Bautista on the mound for Augusta this evening. Bautista is making a start today. He's been used largely as a reliever this year, going plenty of innings in relief. In fact, he is second on the team in innings pitched. As Chandler Simpson squares the bunt and pushes one down the first base line, and the throw on the first is not in time. That is impossible to defend, as Simpson is likely the fastest player, not just in the Carolina League, but also the entire minor leagues. As he comes into today, the leader amongst active players in stolen bases in the Carolina League, and he stole four of them against the Green Jackets back a couple of weeks ago, coming into today with 30. And he's got a big lead here. Nick Clarno sets up behind the dish. And the first pitch, breaking ball, misses low and away to Xavier Isaac. Xavier Isaac, the Green Jackets did not get a good look at him. He was injured and did not play in the series earlier this year. Runner on first. Pickoff throw comes over. And he slides back in just safe. Good move there. Good hesitation by Bautista on the mound. Bautista, last time out, went 3 1/3 innings. Gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, just 1 earned. He did give up a homer, coming in with a 2-2 record at 2.86 ERA. This pitch misses down and into Isaac. Last year's first round pick of the Rays. 10th overall prospect in their system. Coming off a series where he went 2-for-15 with a double and a homer. He's got 25 walks to 19 strikeouts, a very patient hitter, and only 19 years of age. The 2-0, line towards center field. Going over is Tyler Collins, back to the track, and he makes the catch on the run. Hard contact hit straight away, but there is the first out, as that brings up Dominic Keegan. Keegan leads the Carolina League in batting average, hitting .341. He's third in slugging and fifth in OBP. But he struggled against Augusta, 3-for-19 in the series back at SRP Park. The Green Jackets have Ethan Werkinger in left, Tyler Collins in center, Jeremy Celedonio in right. Simpson a big lead off of first, and the pickoff throw comes over. No tag applied, just to keep him honest. Francisco Floyd plays at third. EJ Exposito is at short. Corey Acton at second. Justin Janis at first, with Clarno behind the plate. Nick Clarno still leads the league in base stealers caught stealing. Runners going. Breaking ball taken. The throw down to second is caught on a bounce by Acton, but nowhere near in time. It's stolen base number 31 for Simpson, who takes over the league lead. He was tied with Nate Furman of Lynchburg with 30. So runner on second now. The pitch was a ball to Keegan. Bautista working from the stretch. Simpson not afraid to take third, too, if necessary. He's got a pretty good lead here. As Bautista misses low, it's 2-0. 88 miles an hour there. Bautista, 22 years of age, 6 feet tall, 155, maybe generous on both those counts. The 2-0. Breaking ball misses low and away, now 3-0. On deck, Cooper Kinney. He had a homer against the Green Jackets a couple of weeks ago. Also struck out 8 times, which was the most of any player against the Green Jackets. Hitters count here, 3-0. Big lead, runners going. The pitch taken for a strike, and Klarna doesn't even think about attempting a throw. As with a 3-0 count, Bautista is focused on getting one over and becomes stolen base number 32. So he has now stolen 6 bases and been caught 0 times against the Green Jackets. Has Simpson on third. No score here, 1 away in the bottom of the first. Chance for a productive out for Dom Keegan at the plate. The 3-1. Line towards left field. That'll do it. Working her back onto the track as tagging and scoring is Simpson. So a bunt single, 2 stolen bases, and a sacrifice fly. That's some old-school small ball, but it worked when you've got the likes of Chandler Simpson and that kind of speed on the base path. It's 1-0 River Dogs. Cooper Kinney fouls off the first pitch. 2 away, no one on, 1-0 River Dogs, as they have jumped out to a lead here in the first. The 0-1, lined up the middle and caught on a dive by Acton, who ranged to his right and reached across beautifully to make the diving stop. Well, not a bad way to record your first touch of the ball. His first put out here with the Green Jackets is a diving snag to end the bottom of the first. It is 1-0 with Charleston on top, but a highlight reel play to send us to the second when we come back.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here in the Holy City, the nickname of this beautiful spot, Charleston, South Carolina. They've got an HC printed behind home plate with a halo over the left line on the H. Founded in 1670, one of the more historic spots that you can visit south of New England. Famously a pirate destination as well, and of course was once besieged by the pirate Blackbeard back in 1718. It's a spot where a couple of rivers merge before heading out to the Atlantic. And a city with a strong nautical presence, named after King Charles II. Stepping in is Nick Klarno, and he takes this one for a strike. It's 0-2. Green Jackets down 1-0 following that first inning with Chandler Simpson scoring the run. The 0-2 to Klarno taken high. In Klarno's only other game this season, batting cleanup, he hit a 2-run home run in his second at-bat to left field. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Got him with a changeup at 84. Second strikeout for Ayala. Green Jackets are going up against a lefty on the mound, which typically has meant good things for them on the course of the year. They are hitting against lefties 264, which is 20 points higher than the next closest team. Exposito hitting almost 400 against lefties. Steps in and takes a ball, going ready on lefty here. The Green Jackets hitting 264. The next closest team is Carolina at 247. 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. For comparison, Charleston hits 242, and they are fourth against lefties. The Green Jackets will likely not have one yet until perhaps Strickland comes in after Bautista's night is done. This pitch flown to center field. Going over is Simpson, the center fielder. He moves in front and makes the catch, two away. Christopher Berrette is in left, Chandler Simpson in center. O'Neill Manzuleta, who was just added to the roster today, is in right. Xavier Isaac is at first. Ryan Spikes at second. Carlos Colmenares is at short. And Keegan James at third. Rather, Cameron James at third. And Dominic Keegan is behind the plate. Two away now. As stepping in is Corey Acton. First pitch grounded down the right field line and foul. Acton making his Green Jackets debut. He went 1-for-6 in his last series against Greenville, playing with high A. We'll keep an eye on that game tonight, by the way, as Bowling Green hosts the high A Rome Braves with a couple of former Green Jackets from this season in the lineup. The 0-1 to Acton. Good slider in for a strike. Two away, Green Jackets looking for their first base runner here against Alex Ayala Jr. And the 0-2, breaking ball taken just outside. Soft curveball there at 80 miles an hour. Ayala winds 1-2, taken in the dirt. Acton bats left, throws right. The Green Jackets now have a couple more batters who are able to provide some different looks. On the bench, they've got Bryson Worrell and Alexander Thenn, both switch hitters. 2-2. Tipped in and out of the mitt as Keegan just dropped that one, robbing a third strikeout from Ayala, who has been in cruise control so far. He has needed just 20 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. The next pitch will be the sixth, making it the longest, tied for the longest at-bat of the game for the Green Jackets. No one on, the 2-2. Line down the left field line, but slicing foul and dropping in just over the Green Jackets bullpen. Down the line in left field, the foul pole is 305 feet, but immediately beyond that, it goes to 345. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball inside, and it backs them off. The count goes full. The center field, the walls are high and deep, 395 feet to straightaway center. But again, massive, massive outfield space here, a ton of room in the gaps. The pitch, line to left field. Going back on it is Berrette towards the track. He will get there just in time as he runs over towards the wall to make the catch to retire the side. Green Jackets go down in order again, six up, six down for Alex Ayala Jr. As it's 1-0 Charleston as we head to the second inning. Bottom of the inning number two coming up.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Underway here in the bottom inning number two with Jorge Bautista back out on the mound. It is 1-0 Charleston. The River Dogs back-to-back Carolina League champions in 2021 and 2022, the first 2 years being Rays affiliated. They were previously a Yankees affiliate. As stepping in and taking a ball is Ryan Spikes. Spikes tore up the Green Jackets back in early May. He went 12 for 24 with two homers and seven runs batted in. He'll take a breaking ball in the dirt, 2-0. It is 1-0. A hit, two stolen bases, and a sacrifice fly put the Charleston River Dogs on top in the bottom of the first. The right-hand batting Spikes with a 2-0 count. Flies this one off the handle of the bat towards foul territory. Clarno is able to make a basket catch running over towards the River Dogs dugout, and he just got there in time. Not a high pop-up by any means. So one away in the second inning. That one was grabbed in foul territory, as that'll bring up Carlos Colmenares. 1-for-11 last week. But he had a good, pretty good series against the Green Jackets. He went 5-for-13. Plenty of left-handed batters in this lineup, as Bautista misses outside here, 1-0. Four lefties in the batting order, and one lefty on the mound as Colmenares pokes this one towards center field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Again, the outfields here are absolutely massive. If you can get one over the infield, you're almost guaranteed a base hit if it's not hit too hard. And just so much space for these outfielders to cover, as it's a single with one away for Colmenares. So that'll bring up Cameron James. James out of Mississippi State, Memphis, Tennessee native. This one swung on and missed. It gets through the legs of Nick Clarno. James hitting .211 with four homers and 18 runs batted in. The pitch swung on and missed. It is 0-2. Bautista looking for his first strikeout. The strikeout numbers have been pretty good for Jorge on the year. The walk numbers have been extraordinarily elevated, however. He has yet to issue a free pass today. Runner on first, one away. 1-0 Charleston on top here in the second inning. And the 0-2 pitch taken in the dirt. Clarno drops to his knees to block it. Bautista, 38 strikeouts, leading the active roster with the departure of Cedric DeGrandpré. Also now second on the team in innings pitched. Pickoff throw to first. Janice is there, but no tag applied. One and two, one away. Colmenares, a short lead off of first, and the 1-2. Popped up. Might be playable here on the foul part of the third base line, and it goes all the way into the concourse as a fan drops it in the front row, and then a couple of folks go to chase it down. So once again, the count 1-2, infield double play depth with Floyd off the bag. And the pitch checked his swing, and Clarno drops the ball, and the runner's going to take second base here. Trying a delayed steal there, and Clarno was trying to frame that pitch, and it just popped out of his hand, and they will give it as a stolen base. So Colmenares picks up his fifth stolen base of the season. The Green Jackets were able to nullify the running game when these two teams met, as Charleston went just 9-for-17 on the base paths. The Green Jackets threw him out 8 times, so just below 50%. The Green Jackets also stole 6 bases and were caught twice in that series, however. Runner now on second with one away, and the count's 2-2. Bautista winds, swung on and missed, with a slider in the dirt. So a good battle back there after the stolen base as Bautista picks up his first strikeout of the day. And that'll bring up O'Neill Manzueta. Last year, played 111 games here in Bowling Green. Hit .242 with 9 homers, including a famous grand slam to put the River Dogs in the lead over the Green Jackets on the 4th of July. He started off this year in high A Bowling Green, but hit just .172. He takes a big swing and miss here. Runner on second, two away. So a return to familiar pastures for Manzueta. Colmenares, a big lead off of the second base bag. Pickoff throw comes over. He slides back in just in time. Yeah. 0-1 the count. Floyd guarding the line at third base. The pitch taken outside. Flags are at half-mast today, with it being the day after Memorial Day. Second to last game in the month of June, or rather, excuse me, the month of May, before the month of June arrives. 1-1. Misses down and in, 2-1. A lot of Braves jerseys in the crowd. People forget that almost the entirety of the Carolina League is Braves country, so you oftentimes see a lot of Braves jerseys for fans who are actually rooting for the home team. The 2-1. Grounded towards short. Exposito fields it on a couple of hops. He fires and gets him by a couple of steps at first. A single for Colmenares, but nothing else. As Bautista strands a runner, and we head to the top of the third. Green Jackets will have 7, 8, and 9 looking for their first base runner against Alex Ayala Jr. when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here for the top of inning number three. Green Jackets down 1-0, looking for a base runner here as Alex Ayala Jr. has sent down the first six men he has faced. Two strikeouts, three flyouts, and a ground out right back to the mound. It'll be Jeremy Celedonio, Tyler Collins, and Francisco Floyd due up. Celedonio had a great series. He reached base 33% of the time against the River Dogs back in May, but is trying to break an 0-for-20. He had a great game two Fridays ago in Myrtle Beach where he drove in a couple of runs. He homered for the second time that week and also got a single off a rehabbing major league pitcher. And since then is 0-for-20 with 15 strikeouts. He takes a big swing and a miss here, 0-1. So not only is he 0 for his last 20, but he's only put the ball in play five times since then. He did walk once in that stretch as well. The 0-1 pitch, inside and low. Celedonio now takes over as the active walk leader on the team, tied with David McCabe at 27 free passes on the year. 1-1, taken outside 2-1. And Celedonio, like many players, is at his best when he's seeing more pitches. 75 degrees now, partly cloudy. And the pitch rocketed towards deep left center field. Going back to the track is Barrette. He reaches up, and he makes the catch. Wow, a spectacular leap to bring back a home run on the warning track as Jeremy Celedonio was into his home run trot, and Barrette took it away. This ballpark not only swallows fly balls, but when you get defense like that, well, that is going to make it real tricky. That had home run distance, and Barrette robs a seventh home run of the year from the young Dominican. Spectacular grab as Collins is next in. He'll take a ball outside, coming off a series where he reached five times, 2-for-10 with three walks, and also stole a couple of bases. 1-0 in the zone for a strike, 1-1. The lefty Collins lines this one softly towards left, but in the direction of Barrette, who makes a far more comfortable catch. Here in Charleston, South Carolina, population just over 150,000. Biggest city in South Carolina. Big trading port at one point in time. A lot of different architectural influences. There's also a number of colleges as the first pitch is taken for a ball in the dirt by Floyd. Two away, no one on. Green Jackets yet to have a base runner. Inside and low, skipping off the leg of the catcher, Keegan. Charleston is technically a peninsula. A couple of river inlets lead here as this one's taken up and away. It's now 3-1 on Floyd. Point being, it's a very marshy area that this ballpark is in, right next to the Citadel, a military college, as this one misses way up and away. And that is ball four, although Floyd seems to be staying in the batter's box here, which makes me think we might have counted wrong, perhaps. 3-1, swung on and missed, make it 3-2. So evidently the first pitch, they called it a strike on a foul ball instead of what looked like a check swing on a pitch in the dirt. The payoff, fouled off by Floyd. Went 3-for-9 with 3 walks and 3 stolen bases when these two teams met first time around, and went 1-for-9 with 2 walks and 3 stolen bases last series. Three, two. Line down the right field line, but foul. Two away, no one on. 3-2 taken outside. So that is a walk for Floyd, and there is the first base runner of the day for the Green Jackets as Ethan Workinger will come back up to the plate. Charleston, a really interesting city, sort of like New Orleans in that it has both Southern American culture, French culture, some English architectural influences, and also a lot of West African elements as well, given its less good parts of its history, being a city in the South founded in the 1700s and late 17th century. Floyd on first with his sliding glove on as Workinger takes a strike. It's 0-1. Floyd second on the team in stolen bases coming into today. He has 8. He's been caught 3 times. Pickoff throw comes over and he scampers back in safely. And 1 to Workinger. Runners going. The pitch taken inside and low. The throw down to second is not going to be in time as he will slide into stolen base number 9 on the year. Got a great jump there on a shallow lead and was well in ahead of the tag of Spike. So runner on second at a 1-1 count for Workinger. Green Jackets down 1-0. In the zone for a strike at 85. Again, not a whole lot of velocity from Ayala Jr. on the bump, but he has been very effective so far, yet to give up a hit. Workinger down in the count 1-2. Floyd with a big lead off of second, being held on by Spikes. The pitch, lined foul again over towards the bleachers. There's no seating. Unlike most stadiums in this league in particular, there are no seats outside of the third and first base concourse, so there's no opportunity to take in the ballpark from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole, but a vibrant atmosphere nonetheless, typically one of the best drawing teams in the league. 1-2, swung on and missed, got him on a changeup low and away. The Green Jackets get a base runner, but end up stranding him at second base, and it's 1-0 Charleston heading into the bottom of the third. Back in a moment here from the Joe.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
One nothing, Charleston on top here as we welcome you back to Joseph P. Riley Jr. Stadium here, affectionately known as the Joe, one of the older venues in the league and one of the venues that likely needs a little bit more upkeep in the near future. They are planning on renovating many of the player-specific elements of this stadium, including the locker rooms and clubhouses, etc. But until we get there, we are here now as Bautista steps in and misses wide to Christopher Barrette, leading off this bottom of the third. A run on two hits for Charleston. No runs, no hits for the Green Jackets. 9-1-2. Barrette, Simpson, and Isaac due up. Bautista misses outside at 94. It's 2-0. Barrette went 3-for-22 with 7 strikeouts against the Green Jackets. The Green Jackets hit almost 300 in that series as he misses on a bunt here and it's a strike. The Green Jackets hit 289. In that series and lost 3 games in excruciating fashion, one of which was a blowout. The other two were quite close as this one's popped up towards the shortstop area. Exposito is calling for it and it's his ball to lose. He gets it one away. The Green Jackets came back and walked off. Their only walk-off win of the season so far was against Charleston on the 10th of May. The next day, they took a massive lead into the eighth inning and lost 6-5. They were up 5-0 and ended up losing the game 5-6. 6-5, one would say. Simpson, next to the plate, he bunted for a single his first time up, and the third baseman Floyd is in on the grass. One away, 1-0 the score. Simpson with a couple of stolen bases already, making it 32. He chops this one to second. Acton Fields throws to first and just beats him out. And there are two up, two down here in the bottom of the third. As Xavier Isaac next to the dish. Isaac has the longest home run hit in this stadium so far this season. He hit one over the flagpoles in right center field, and this is a home run resistant park, a very pitcher friendly park. And the first pitch here is in for a strike on Isaac. Huge body of Xavier Isaac. 6'4", 275 out of Fayetteville in North Carolina. The 0-1. Checked his swing and it's in on the bottom of the zone, 0-2. Isaac will call timeout. The Green Jackets did not get a look at him. He was the first round pick in last year's draft of the Rays, who surprised a lot of minds with this selection, but it looks like he could end up coming good for them in a big way. 0-2. Taken just down and away. Isaac, again, with 6 more walks than he has strikeouts on the season to date. Bautista looking for a 1-2-3 inning here in the third. The 0-2 grounded towards second. Acton fields it at his waist and fires to first for the out. So it is indeed a 1-2-3 inning with a couple of ground outs and a fly out for Bautista. 1-0 Charleston as we head to the fourth on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
don't know who's listening. Still can't tell the difference between strength and my conditioning. Something's in the water.
Back here in Charleston, South Carolina. 1-0 the score with the River Dogs on top in this one. Alex Ayala is back out onto the mound and making just his fifth start of the year. They are still very much stretching him out. His longest outing of the year to date was 4 complete innings. He went 2 1/3 last time out in his first start back from injury. Teams came into today hitting just 120 against him. That number down close to 100 right now as he is through 3 innings without giving up a hit. Justin Janis leads it off. 2-3-4, Janis, Casanova, and Clarno. Green Jackets trailing by a run. The lefty Janis steps in and takes a breaking ball up and in for a ball. Ayala drafted out of Florida Southwestern State, the Buccaneers, in one of the preeminent baseball JUCO conferences in the country as Janis gets hit by the pitch on the shoulder, and he is aboard for the first time today. Green Jackets have been hit a lot. They've been hit the second most times in the Carolina League coming into today. Ayala, just his second hit batsman of the season. So Jair Casanova to the dish. Infield playing him up the middle. Plenty of space on the right-hand side. And it's a swing and a miss for young Casanova. Still just 19 years of age. Won't turn 20 until well into the offseason. One of the younger players in the league and on this roster. Breaking ball in for a strike. It's 0-2. Janis has tried a couple of stolen bases this season, although running isn't the main area of his game. The lefty on the mound makes it tricky. 0-2. Grounded foul off the end of the bat towards the Green Jackets dugout. It is Bark in the Park night here every Tuesday night. Every Tuesday home game is a night where River Dogs fans can bring their dogs to the park, and there are two beautiful Rottweilers about two rows in front of me. They look like they are having an absolute blast. 0-2. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal at the middle, and he did. It is strikeout number 4 for Ayala Jr., and one away in the fourth. Ayala out of Chiriqui, Panama, not a whole lot of Panamanians in the minor league or major league baseball circuit, but a nation with a growing influence, along with Nicaragua in the baseball world, the professional North American baseball world. As Clarno takes this ball in the dirt, Janis is going on the pitch, and he slides in safely without a throw. The Green Jackets have a runner on second now with one away. Down a run, still looking for their first hit. In the fourth inning batting cleanup last week, Nick Clarno had a 2-run homer to left. It was his second shot of the season. He comes in hitting just under 200 with 11 runs batted in. 1-0 outside, 2-0. Pitcher up and warming, stretching out down the line for the River Dogs. Again, this is a pitcher just coming back from injury in Alex Ayala Jr., and he is up over 50 pitches now at 51. 2-0, misses outside and wide. Snap throw down to second. No tag applied by Spikes, and it's 3-0. And now a pitcher will indeed actually get up and start throwing. As it appears from here, it looks like Jeff Hakenson, but to be determined. 3-0 the count on Clarno with a runner on second. Green light count here, and the pitch is taken down and in. Ball 4. And Clarno didn't realize it for a second, and then he tosses away the bat. So runners on first and second with one away. 2 walks and a hit by pitch. Still no base hits for Augusta. EJ Exposito had some excellent contact. He flew out to center field back in inning number 2. Cedric DeGrandpre, making his high A debut tonight, gave up a double on his first pitch. So looking to settle things down there for the youngster in his high A debut, first of many games, and hopefully the first of many different types of debuts over the course of his career for the Quebec native. Little visit on the mound here, calming down Ayala perhaps with the pitching coach Levy Romero also allowing more time for the arm in the bullpen to get up and loose. Again, the Green Jackets still hitless so far. Runners on first and second, however, down a run with one away for Exposito. The pitch taken for a strike gets the bottom of the zone. Exposito has grounded into just one double play on the season, and that's certainly what Ayala is going to be searching for here. And the 1-0. Swung on and missed. 0-1, making it 0-2. Exposito had two homers last series, crossed the 20 RBI threshold, now up to 21, which is tied for the team high in the absence of David McCabe. 0-2. Swung on and missed. Three-pitch strikeout for Exposito. And there's now two away. Corey Acton next up. Acton flew out to left field to end the second in just his second at-bat here with the Green Jackets. He made a great play earlier in the ballgame defensively as well. Former UGA man, also played at American Heritage, one of the best high school programs in the country. Checked his swing on the first pitch, did not go, and they appeal at the middle. Same result. 1-0 the count. Acton with two runners on and two away. Green Jackets down a run. Sun is setting. Beautiful scenes here, and the pitch is taken high. Didn't miss by much. Acton will be wearing number 22 for the majority of this season, but is wearing number 50 tonight. The 2-0 pitch brought down, but not down enough, and it's now 3-0 with a pitcher warming in the bullpen. Green light count here as well with two aboard. Jackets looking for their first hit. 3-0 pitch, inside and low. He walked him. So a hit by pitch and now two walks has loaded the bases as Jeremy Celedonio, 0 for his last 21, has a chance now with three ducks on the pond. Celedonio nearly had a home run his first time up. He flew out to the top of the wall. The left fielder, Christopher Barrette, made a remarkable jumping grab to likely take a home run back from over the wall. Bases loaded and two away. And the first pitch, Celedonio, cut on and missed. Changeup in the dirt. Janis got hit by a pitch to begin the inning. He is on third. Nick Clarno's on second, and Corey Acton's on first. The latter two both walked. Celedonio, a 651 OPS. The 0-1 swung on and missed, tied him up on the inside part of the plate. 15 strikeouts in his last 21 at-bats. He is looking for a base hit. And looking to put the ball in play again, something he has not done well over the last 10 days. Bases loaded, the 0-2, taken just high. Good job to lay off it there and see a few more pitches. On deck is Tyler Collins, should the inning extend. As Celedonio will call timeout here. He got called out on strikes on a pitch clock, an automatic balls and strikes violation last week, and was quite frustrated after that. 1-2 the count. Celedonio going up against lefties. He's only hitting 125 against him. The pitch taken down and in, ball two. With the bases loaded this year, the Green Jackets fourth in the league, hitting 324. They are second with two grand slams on the year as well. Two pitch. Cut on and missed. Strike three, and the side is retired. So two walks, a hit by pitch, but three strikeouts for Ayala Jr., who gets through the fourth inning without allowing a base knock. His night's likely done, but it was a great outing for him. Six strikeouts in four innings with no hits. We head to the bottom of inning number four. Jackets down 1-0 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Green Jackets down 1-0 here as we head to the bottom of the fourth as Bautista comes back out to the hump. Good reminder, Green Jackets come in today 23-22, over 500, which they finally were able to get to last series. They had previously been at 500 four times without being able to get over 500 and were finally able to overcome that barrier. So it is Dominic Keegan who leads it off here against Bautista. And he'll take the first pitch just inside. Keegan had the sacrifice fly in the first, so no official at-bats yet. The pitch is taken down low. Bautista misses again. 3-0 now. Bautista last time out could not go through four complete innings. He did go five innings against this team earlier in the season, and that's been his high watermark on the year. 3-0 in for a strike, 3-1. His first outing of the year, he went five shutout innings and picked up the win. It was the first starting pitcher to get a victory on the year for the Green Jackets. 3-1. Grounded off the back of the right heel of the batter as it's now 3-2. So a full count to the leadoff man. 1-0 the score, just two hits between each team. And the pitch lined over towards short. Diving is Exposito. He can't get there, and it's in the center field for a base hit. A lot of ground to cover, but just couldn't knock it down, and even if he had reached it with the dive, unlikely that he would have been able to make the play. So leadoff man aboard. First pitch here, grounded towards second base, and it gets through to right. Going from first to third is Keegan. The throw comes in and is cut off by Exposito, the shortstop. So men on the corners with no one away as Kinney picks up a base hit. Back-to-back singles. And Charleston threatening to extend the lead. So runs on the corners now with no one out. First pitch, curveball in for a strike to Spikes. Spikes popped out to the catcher off the handle of the bat in foul ground back in the second. 1-0 is the score, but two quick hits to begin this bottom of the fourth as Charleston threatening for more. The 0-1 swing and a miss, fooled him badly there. Just the one strikeout so far for Bautista, and strikeouts have been one of his calling cards this season as he has yet to finish an outing with fewer than four. The 0-2 taken. Good sweeping action there, but it's taken for a ball. Looking at his strikeout totals by game, 5-5-7-4-5-5-6. So this outing has been an aberration of sorts as he could use one here in a big way. Runners on the corners. The 1-2 to Spike. Swing and a miss, strike three, and he will get it. There's strikeout number two. And that puts the double play ball possibly in order as the infield goes up the middle now with Carlos Colmenares at the plate. First and third, one away. Green Jackets down 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Bark in the Park night at the Joe Joseph P. Riley Jr. Stadium. First pitch is caught on and missed. Colmenares singled and stole second in the second, and it was stolen at second base. So the count 0-1. Big leads for both men here on base, and this one drops in for a ball. The 1-1. Sinker that trailed away from the glove side of the catcher, Clarno. That one sunk back towards the Green Jackets dugout. Sort of inverse run there. Two-one. Caught on and missed. Foul ball, actually. It goes off the barrel of the bat. Two-two. Grounded towards first, but fielded foul of the bag by the first baseman, Janice, and wisely so. So once again, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bautista, and he is an out away from stranding a pair aboard. So Nick Clarno comes out from behind the plate to talk to his infielders about what is the procedure in the event of a double steal. It is Cameron James who struck out in the second. And the first pitch here misses down and in. It nearly gets him on the foot. Breaking ball, grounded to third. Floyd fields it on a hop to Acton at second for the out. That retires the side. So two singles open up the inning, but Bautista strands a pair aboard at first and third. Two strikeouts and a ground out, 5-4. Wrap it up. We head to the fifth inning. Green Jackets looking for their first hit, but they'll have a different man on the mound. We'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Yeah. back here in Charleston, South Carolina, the Holy City, which, as I was reading about between the breaks, it's not because there's a large religious presence in the city, although there is a large multicultural and diverse religious area in the city and presence in the city. It's called the Holy City because residents of Charleston back in the late 19th and early 20th centuries were so proud of where they were from and so insufferable that they became known as sort of holier than thou. So that's how the moniker of the Holy City comes out. But Cade Halemanu is on the mound, the former University of Hawaii Rainbow Warrior out of Lihue, Hawaii, and 10th rounder in last year's draft. 2-3 the record. This is his 10th game of the season. He was great against the Green Jackets earlier this year. He went 3 1/3 innings of work. He picked up the win, giving up 2 hits and 1 run, striking out 6 in that time. His last time out, 3 1/3 innings as well. He's been a long reliever, and he misses down low here to Tyler Collins. As so far this season, the numbers have been great for the 22-year-old. A whip of 1.24, team sitting just 225 against him. 24 strikeouts to 9 walks. The 2-0, wired in for a strike, fastball at 93. A little bit more velocity than Alex Ayala Jr. The line for Alex Ayala Jr., though, was excellent. 4 innings of work, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, and hit by pitch, but no base hits. As this one in for a strike, it's 2-2 on Collins. Collins flew out to center field in the third. 4 base runners for Augusta, but none after balls were put in play. 2-2, taken down and in at the back foot. The count goes full. Collins, 16 stolen bases on 19 attempts, would be a good man to get aboard leading off an inning when you're looking for a tying run. 1-0, River Dogs on top here in the fifth. And a full count on Collins. Halemanu, the pitch, chopped off the end of the bat, but foul. Halemanu, a righty, has had some real good numbers at the University of Hawaii in the Big West Conference. Hawaii, the only non-California state school in the Big West Conference. It's a lot of trips out to and from the mainland for the Rainbow Warriors. But that's neither here nor there. Again, technically the University of Hawaii at Honolulu, I believe, is their official area of work. Little mound visit here, maybe to stop the pitch clock. Big news today. The Green Jackets were adding another alumni to the Major League debut roster as Collins grounds this one to the left side, picked up on a backhand by the shortstop. His throw to first is not in time. Collins beats it out. It's an infield single, the first hit of the game. Colmenares nearly got that throw there in time, but TC with excellent speed, and he is indeed aboard to lead it off. The Green Jackets last year got a number of excellent outings out of A.J. Smith-Shaver, one of the top prospects in the Braves organization. However, after a few games in High A Rome, a few games in Double A Mississippi, and 2 games in Triple A Gwinnett, as Floyd fouls this one off, Smith-Shaver had his contract selected today, added to the 40-man roster. He will be active in the bullpen this evening in Atlanta. 20 years of age, 110 innings of professional work for him since being drafted in the 7th round of high school in Texas. Just remarkable stuff. Pickoff throw comes to first. Collins is back in safely. The other 3 players to have made their debut for the Braves since the Green Jackets and Braves began their affiliation 2 years ago: Spencer Strider, Dylan Dodd, and Vaughn Grissom. And there's a Vaughn Grissom bobblehead coming up next Friday with the first 1,000 fans in attendance getting one. Floyd fouls this one off. It's 0-2. Really good number of dogs in the ballpark today, and not even including the dogs on the field. We'll get you a look around the Carolina League as well at some point. 5 teams, 5 games in action tonight. 1 team not playing, Kannapolis and Fayetteville, who played yesterday. Runners going. 0-2 pitch taken high and wide. The third on to second is not in time. 17th stolen base of the season for Collins. Mm-hmm. pitch was up and away, almost like a modified pitch out that time. Smith Shaver, by the way, a 109 ERA. 1-2 pitch, fought off, foul. Great swing there with two strikes. Garrett Spain, one of the Braves prospect writers, tweeted, by 2028, the Braves are just going to be pulling their players straight off of the field in Williamsport, which is a tremendous tweet. 1-2. Flown towards shallow right center field, now drifting over towards the line, headed towards foul territory and landing in the stands. There is no space down the foul line in right field once you get past the bullpen. Similarly in left field, the last 30 feet or so, it's either fair and a home run or off the wall or foul. You're not going to have any catches in foul territory there. Still 1-2. Runner on second is Tyler Collins. Francisco Floyd duking it out here with Cade Halamanu. The pitch, line to right field, and dropping in for a base hit. They are going to put the brakes on Collins. It's dropped by the right fielder. Collins is sliding in safely at home plate. Floyd takes second base, and we are all tied up. Floyd will get credit with a single, as coming in from second base is Collins, who was initially held up, but as the right fielder, Manzueta, in his first game back at the Joe, dropped the ball. Well, we will likely end up getting an error along with that hit that scores the run, and it'll likely mean no fifth run batted in for Francisco Floyd as we await the official scoring. Regardless, we're all tied up at one, and there's no one out here in the inning. And it's almost an identical situation as the previous at-bat. Excellent speed off of second, and Ethan Workinger lines this one into right field off the glove of Xavier Isaac for a base hit. Floyd is getting waved around. He is going to score without a throw. And it's going to be an RBI single for EQ to put the Green Jackets on top, 2-1. Back-to-back-to-back singles here for the Green Jackets, and they have scored two runs after being held hitless in the first four innings of work. Augusta now on top, and still cooking here. As Justin Janis next to the plate. Workinger on first. Collins and Floyd have both already scored in this one. Janis takes a strike from Halamanu. They give it as a single, but again, no RBI for Floyd as the run came in to score on the error. So a single and a fielding error, and then a RBI single for Workinger. And the pitch here popped up on the infield, now drifting towards foul territory. The catcher, Keegan, is after it, and he will make the catch for the first out of the inning. So Workinger picks up an RBI, Floyd does not, and Workinger still on first base for Jair Casanova. Casanova is 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout. Green Jackets playing with a lead for the first time in this one. Workinger, a solid lead, being held on by Isaac. They do throw over right as we say that. David McCabe, by the way, in his first plate appearance in High A. Workinger's going. It's swung on and missed. The third to second is not in time. A pop-up slide. He just got in there. And it's another stolen base for the Green Jackets. McCabe walked, unsurprisingly. He led the Green Jackets in free passes. Oh and one on Casanova. The pitch swung on and missed. Changeup in the dirt. Casanova leads the league and runs batted in this month. He has driven in 20. Oh two, grounded towards third. Fielded on a backhand by James. His throw to first in time. In fact, numbers 1 and 2 in runs batted in the month of May is Casanova and McCabe, who have combined for 39. Obviously, McCabe's number will be stuck at 19. So now two away with Workinger at second. Nick Klarno up to the dish. Green Jackets on top 2-1. Pitch taken up by Klarno, who walked back in inning number four. Klarno opens stance, 1-0, fouled off, breaking ball. He homered on a hanging breaking ball his last time up. Last week with his last home run, should he say. The pitch hits him. Got him on the thigh, and Klarno will find his way aboard the hard way. So a hit by pitch and a walk now for Nick Klarno. And that'll bring up EJ Exposito. Two aboard, two away. Halamanu really struggling this inning. He's given up two runs on three hits. One of the runs will be unearned, though, as a result of an error. But there is now some limbering going on down the line in right field as Halamanu, who went 3 1/3 innings against the Green Jackets, is trying to get out of his first inning of work here in relief of Ayala, who threw four scoreless and hitless frames in vain at this point. The inning began with a Tyler Collins single. Floyd followed that up with a single after Collins had stolen second. Collins scored on an error by the right fielder. Next at bat, Ethan Workinger drove home Francisco Floyd from second on a single to right on a ball that was deflected by the first baseman Xavier Isaac. So first and second for Exposito, 0 for 2, who takes a strike after Halamanu got that mound visit there from Romero, the pitching coach. Bullpen catcher going out to begin warming up the next arm in the conveyor belt for the River Dogs. 0-1 pitch, caught on and missed, high fastball. Exposito 0 for 2, a flyout and a strikeout. O2, fouled off, fought off down the right field line. Big lead for Workinger, 0-2 pitch, fouled off once again. We have seen the Green Jackets try the double steal at times this year, and they have yet to be caught today with Keegan behind the plate, who did not do a lot of catching in his time at Vanderbilt. The Rays are trying to convert him to this position. And there have been some growing pains for him behind the dish defensively, without a doubt. Two away, though, is Halamanu, who is looking for a put-away pitch here. O2. Grounded foul towards the Green Jackets dugout off the protective webbing. Jorge Bautista will be coming back out to the mound for the fifth. And if he's able to get through there, he would be in line for the win. 0-2 again, lined up the middle for a base hit into right field. They're going to wave around Workinger from second. The right fielder, Menzuleta, uncorks a cannon, but it's offline and it gets away from the catcher, and the run comes in to score. It's a two-strike, two-out RBI single for EJ Exposito, and the Green Jackets are on top, 3-1. Klarno goes from first to third. Exposito will take second base. Menzuleta's throw was nearly online, but it would have been a little bit late, and it also got dropped by Keegan. So the Green Jackets, after going hitless in the first four innings, have now scored three runs and have matched the River Dogs with four hits in this frame. And now second and third for Corey Acton. First pitch swung on and missed. Acton 0-1. Exposito now leads the team. 32 runs batted in on that one. And the 0-1 to Acton. Line to left, but foul. Acton just his third at bat with the Green Jackets. 0-2. Popped foul once again. Second and third, once again, an 0-2 count. The pitch is cut on and missed in the dirt. And Acton goes down on strikes. But eight men bat, and three of them score, and the Green Jackets are now up a pair as we head to the bottom of the fifth. Green Jackets on top, 3-1.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, we're back here in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. The Green Jackets had gone hitless in the first three innings and then pushed across three runs of their own and left two more in scoring position in the top of the fifth. Jorge Bautista comes back out to the mound, pitching with a lead for the first time today. Green Jackets four hits in that frame and also a hit by pitch against Cade Halamanu, whose evening is likely over after that one inning of work. It'll be O'Neill Manzueta, who committed an error that allowed a run to score, who leads it off here. He'll take ball one, making his first appearance of the season down here in Charleston. Had previously been playing in Bowling Green. Bowling Green, the Rays High A affiliate, are taking on the Green Jackets, rather the Braves High A affiliate, as this one's a broken bat lined to short and actually caught by the second baseman Acton as the bat shatters at the handle. So a couple of Rays and Braves affiliates battling it out this week, and it's High A Rome up 3-0 in the second inning right now. They've already chased starter Keyshawn Askew from the game. So a line out for Manzueta, and that'll bring up Christopher Berrete, a fly out for him back in the third. And he'll swing and miss, fooled badly on that first pitch. Bautista, three strikeouts so far. Has given up four hits, just the one run. 0-1. Taken down low. One pitch, taken on the outside corner, 1-2. Bautista seems to have found his rhythm, that one 94. One away, no one on, bottom five. 1-2 pitch, chopped off the end of the bat. Bautista's there. He's going to tag out the runner, and losing his helmet in the process is Berrete. Bautista, rather than underhand to first, took an easier path to recording that out, and there's now two away. One unassisted is the ground out. Chandler Simpson next up. A bunt single and a run for him in the first, also two stolen bases. Grounded out the second his last time up. Francisco Floyd playing in on the grass at third. Nothing wrong with a two-out bunt for a hit, especially when you have 80-grade speed like Simpson does. First pitch taken just a little bit low. The 1-0 misses in the dirt, 2-0. Simpson has an ability to turn any single or any walk or any hit by pitch into a double or a triple by default. Just with that excellent speed, stolen bases for him come very easily. He'll take ball three here, down and away. Yeah. 3-0. Gets the zone, 3-1. Simpson out of Georgia Tech. Had the pleasure of interviewing him earlier this year, and very fun player to watch. This one grounded to short. Exposito to first, and the side is retired. Bautista has retired the last six in order, and we head to the sixth inning with the Green Jackets up 3-1. It'll be 7-8-9, Celedonio Collins Floyd, when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
New pitcher on the mound for the River Dogs. It's the big left-hander, Drew Sommers, who the Green Jackets got a couple of cracks at back in Augusta. 6'3", 250, a massive figure on the mound with fastball-slider combination. Picked out of JUCO last year, was initially a San Diego State Aztec before going the JUCO route. Was going to be an Arizona State Sun Devil. Misses up and away here to Celedonio. It's 2-0. Celedonio looking to snap an 0-for-22. He struck out his last time up. This is appearance number 8 on the year for Sommers. 1-3 at 2.36 ERA. And this one misses down and in. Batters are hitting 300 against him. Against the Green Jackets, he won one game and lost a game. He went two innings of scoreless work, striking out 6, and then just 3 days later, he got smoked, giving up 4 hits and 3 runs, including a homer in an inning and 2/3. Celedonio fouls this one off. It's 3-1. Got a question taking a swing there with a 3-0 count leading off an inning when you haven't gotten on base in the last week and a half. But Green Jackets with a lead, and it's important that he begins to put the bat back on the ball. Last time out, Sommers went an inning and 2/3, picked up the loss after giving up 1 run. 3-1. Lined up the middle for a base hit. There is the end of that streak. It is over towards the alley. Celedonio hits first and will hold up there. And after 22 straight at-bats without a hit, a 3-1 count leads to Celedonio's first since the Myrtle Beach series. And the leadoff man is aboard now for the third straight inning. Tyler Collins, who led off last inning with a single and scored the tying run, is next to the dish. Collins, a single, a stolen base, and a flyout so far today. First pitch, breaking ball taken outside. Sommers has yet to start any games this year. He has been used solely as a reliever, although was a starting pitcher candidate at one point. 1-0 right down the middle for a strike at 92. The only home run that he has given up this year came to the Green Jackets. Only 3 of his 9 runs allowed, though, have been earned, which explains the 2.38 ERA for a pitcher with three losses. Collins pulls back a bunt and takes a strike. It's 1-2. Eleventh round pick in last year's draft is Summers. Sun is almost entirely set here with a beautiful pink sky dawning in the foreground. Pickoff throw comes to first. Celedonio dives back in. Beautiful night for baseball here in the Holy City. And the Green Jackets are up 3-1, looking to make it six losses in their last seven games for the River Dogs. 1-2, breaking ball, fought off. Collins stepped nearly all the way out of the box, trying to get a piece of that one, was out in front. No one out here, and one aboard in the top of the sixth inning on deck. Francisco Floyd has reached both times in this one, and looking to do some more damage here, perhaps. Lefty Collins at the plate first, the 1-2. Swung on and missed, got him on a slider away. Summers did strike out 10 Green Jackets batters in the four and a third innings of work that he dealt against Augusta. The Green Jackets do still lead the league in strikeouts. Only six ahead of Columbia, though, and that's an ignominious six. A six that they are looking to have made up at some point over the course of this week. They have led the league in strikeouts since opening day, and it's about time to get that changed a little bit as Floyd swings over the top of the slider. It's 0-1. One away, runner on first here in the top of the sixth inning. Beautiful pink skies in Charleston, South Carolina, and a 3-1 score line on the scoreboard. 0-1 to Floyd. Nice slider. Back door to him, and it's taken for a strike. 0-2. Tomorrow night, it'll be Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound for the Green Jackets. He has pitched well as of late. Only made it through three innings his last outing, but that was due to pitch count concerns rather than performance. 0-2. Cut on and missed. Got him on a fastball, and back-to-back strikeouts here after the leadoff single have two away now for Summers on the bump. No action in the bullpen for the Green Jackets, which means Bautista will likely be coming back out and try and get through the sixth. The Green Jackets have just the one quality start on the season, and it was Cedric de Grand Prix, who is up in High A Rome making his debut at that level of baseball this evening. No count here on the leadoff man working her. He'll take a curveball for a ball just outside. Celedonio led off the inning with a single. He is on first, and the Green Jackets are on top now, 3-1. The base hit, by the way, by Celedonio on a 3-1 count brings the Green Jackets to a .491 batting average in 3-1 counts, which is not surprising. There's a reason it's called a hitter's count, but that is the best 3-1 record in the league. I questioned the swing on a 3-0 count, but hey, if it got him to 3-1, then why not? 2-0 to Workinger, fouled off over the concourse and out of play. Workinger drove home a run his last at bat. He's 1-for-3, batting for the second time in as many innings. Three-step lead off the bag. Pickoff throw comes to first. Celedonio dives back in, gets there by half a step. First baseman Xavier Isaac playfully keeps the ball down on him on the ground. Isaac, one of the men due up next half inning. 2-1 on Workinger. 5 homers, 16 runs batted in. The pitch lined up the middle, trailing towards the center fielder Simpson, who backs up and plays it and makes the catch, running towards the warning track. A leadoff single and then three straight retired as the Green Jackets leave a runner on first. To the bottom of the sixth we go. Green Jackets on top, 3-1. Back in a moment with 2, 3, and 4 due up when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve.
Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here at the Joseph P. Riley Jr. Stadium here in Charleston, South Carolina. It is Xavier Isaac who leads it off. The big lefty is 0 for 2, a flyout and a grounder. And he crushes the first pitch to center field. Collins doesn't see it, and now he locates it on the warning track, and it drops in safely. Isaac at second, he is heading for third, and he is in standing up as Isaac hit that ball so high in the air that Collins didn't know where it was. And it's a leadoff triple for last year's first round pick of the Rays. And that's going to get Samuel Strickland up and throwing in the bullpen. Green Jackets up 3-1. But the tying run up to the plate, a runner on third with no one out. Isaac doesn't run all that well. He is 6'4 after all, but he was able to make it in plenty of time. As this one misses inside, it's 2-0 on Keegan. Keegan, a sack fly and a single today. A couple of productive at-bats, a chance for another one here. 2-0, in for a strike, 2-1. The pitch fouled off, make it 2-2. So 2-2, Bautista looking for a strikeout here. Infield back, the pitch off the end of the bat towards third. Takes a funky bounce. It's fielded by Floyd. He throws to first for the out. No advance by Isaac. That ball got caught in the lip of the infield, the little cutout near the third base bag, and Floyd felt like he had to play it on a short hop instead of going in glove first. So he was able to get the throw off in time. And then ring up Cooper Kinney. A single and a line out to second for him. Infield is shifted, and he checks his swing, and they appeal, and he did not go. It's 1-0. No one holding on Isaac at third. 1-0 pitch. Cut on and missed. Got him with a slider at the back foot. One. Swing and a miss. Got him with a sinker in the dirt. Beautiful pitch there by Bautista. It is Bark in the Park night, by the way, so that doorbell noise that you just heard got all the dogs to look up simultaneously, which is, well, it's kind of devious from the PA, but I respect the game, you know? 1-2. Bautista pitches. It's grounded to first off the chest of Janice at first. Acton throws back to the bag to get him. That's the good old-fashioned 3-4-3 force out at first as the run does come in to score. That was a chopper that caught Janice right above the letters. It deflected to the second baseman, Acton. You hear about the occasional maybe 3-4-3 double play, normally 3-5-3 double play, but instead, that one just the one out at first. Base is clear now, two away. And it's a 3-2 ball game as Bautista, with his next out, will complete his first quality start of the season. He had three consecutive quality starts to finish off the 2022 campaign with Augusta. 0-1. Line towards right, but slicing foul. It spikes at the plate now. 0-2, a pop out and a strikeout. Kinney picks up an RBI, by the way, on that ground out and makes it a one-run game and gets Isaac home after his leadoff triple. First professional triple for Isaac. 0-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Bautista angrily fires that ball past him to record his strikeout number four of the day. And the Green Jackets get a quality start from Jorge Bautista, who goes six innings and gives up two runs on five hits while striking out four. Back with a seventh when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here in Charleston, South Carolina, top of the seventh inning, Drew Summers remains on the mound. Green Jackets up 3-2. Jorge Bautista goes six innings, gives up five hits and two runs with four strikeouts, and it's the second quality start of the year for the Green Jackets as Janis takes a strike. Each team with five hits in this one. And this one's fouled, ooh, into the dugout. And wow, that one nearly got Corey Acton right in the chest. He was just able to get out of the way of it. That's a scary sight. It's 0-2 on Janis. Fouled off. DeGrom Prix making his first start in Rome. Three innings of work, a leadoff double, but that's been it. Two strikeouts and no other base runners in that game. The pitch, line down the line to right field, dropping in fair territory, gets all the way to the corner. Janis hits first. They're going to wave him to third. Janis hits second base. The throw in from the second baseman, diving in. They got him. A bang-bang play at third base. Score that one, 9-4-5. Manzueta to Spikes to James to take away a base hit from Janis. He'll get credit with a double, got thrown out trying to stretch it to three. And he nearly got in safely, but just got beaten to the bag. So one away. Exposito, rather Casanova next up. He fouls this one off. 0-3 is Casanova. Way outside. I've never believed in your One away, no one on. 1-1 pitch, chopped towards first. Isaac fields it, nearly drops it, picks it back up, and then takes it to the bag himself. Two away. So two away now. Nick Clarno is up with no one on. This pitch in for a strike. It's 0-1. Clarno so far today, a strikeout, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Checks his swing. They appeal to first. He did not go. It's 1-1. 93-mile-an-hour fastball there from Summers. The 1-1. Inside. Did it hit him again? It did, as that one got him on the knee. So two hit by pitches and a walk now for Clarno, who is taking off his wrist protector now before going back to first. They're calling him back to the plate. They're saying it didn't hit him. Oh, it looked like that one got him right in the knee, and now he has to go put all of his gear back on. Well, it looked like he wore that one in the ankle, and I guess not. The 2-1, swing and a miss, 2-2. The pitch popped up down the right field line, drifting towards foul territory. Isaac, the first baseman, giving chase. It is caught by Zulueta in the right field corner. Excuse me, Manzueta in the right field corner in foul territory. So a double that resulted in out at third base, and then a couple pop-ups has us going to the seventh inning stretch. With a 3-2 Green Jackets lead, Samuel Strickland coming into pitch. We'll keep it here as always for the seventh inning stretch. Welcome back here to the Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park here as we take a look around the Carolina League right now. It is 1-0 down east on top over Columbia. That game in Kinston, Columbia getting three hit by the excellent pitching staff of the Wood Ducks. It is 1-1 between Myrtle Beach and Salem. Myrtle Beach coming into today on an 8-game winning streak. And it is a 7-game winning streak, excuse me, from Myrtle Beach. Delmarva and Fredericksburg tied at 1 as well. Carolina has already picked up the win over Lynchburg, 5-1 the final. So offense in short supply today. Busy moving day the last couple of days as well across all of baseball, not just the Carolina League. It is typically, you know, the first Monday of a month, or really Mondays around minor league baseball. Typically when you see a lot of players getting sent different places, called up, sent down, etc. The Green Jackets today activated Tyree Thompson from the temporarily inactive list, and of course sent the aforementioned David McCabe, who won the Carolina League Player of the Week award last week, the first Green Jackets player this season to pick up a weekly award. He gets called up to Rome. He's already 1-for-1 with a walk and a run. And Cedric DeGrandpre also sent up with his start in progress as he's into the fourth inning there. The lefty Samuel Strickland, who joined the Green Jackets from Rome a couple of weeks ago, is getting set to make his third appearance. He was going to start a game on Sunday, but with the doubleheader, they elected to save him for today. He misses inside here to Carlos Colmenares as we get going. In the bottom of the seventh, 3-2 the score. Jorge Bautista gets through six innings, five hits, four strikeouts, two runs. 1-0 in for a strike. Lefty on lefty now. One of just two lefties on the roster for the Green Jackets, the other being Adam Shoemaker, who as of right now is penciled in to start on Sunday afternoon for the Green Jackets. He started game two of the doubleheader. 1-1. Inside, nearly got him. And it's 2-1. Three runs on six hits, no errors for the Green Jackets, and two runs, five hits, and one error for the River Dogs. Really good turnout here on this Tuesday night. 2-1 pitch. Missed just high. Strickland thought he had it. It's 3-1. Neither team has given up all that many walks today in this one. Three-one pitch, caught on and missed with a fastball, and the count goes full. Just three walks combined between the two teams, and all three of them have been taken by Augusta, who've also been hit twice as well. 3-2, line towards the alley in right center field, dropping fast. It's in for a base hit. Colmenares on with a single, his second base hit of the day. First pitch, grounded to first. Janis won't throw to second. He will take it to the back himself, and he is there to make the call. Colmenares heads to second. Score that one three unassisted as O'Neill Menzueta is next up. He is 0-for-2. He did throw out Janis, the first baseman, trying to stretch a double to a triple. First pitch here, fouled off down the third baseline. One away, 0-1 pitch. Chopped foul off the foot of Menzueta. Field back here, Floyd over towards the line at third base. 0-2, taken down and in. Strickland out of Samford in Birmingham, Alabama. Colmenares on second. 1-2, called strike three. Got him on the inside corner. Froze him. And there's now two away. The nine-man Barrette 0-for-2 next up. Tying run on second here in the bottom of inning number seven. First pitch, the lefty checked his swing, but it's in for a strike. Beautiful slider there from the lefty, Strickland. Made 14 appearances for the Green Jackets last year, 11 starts. It's his first non-start appearance this year for the Green Jackets. Actually, his second. He came in relief of Fuentes a few weeks ago. Gets the outside corner with another slider. It's 0-2. Strickland trying to strand Colmenares, who led off the frame with a single at second. 0-2 pitch. Taken just outside. Tried to freeze him with a fastball. In the next half inning, the Green Jackets will have Exposito, Acton, and Celedonio. They are 2-for-8 with a walk. The pitch, grounded up the middle. Exposito fields it, high chopper. His throw to first is dropped by Janis. It's bounced in by Expo, and it'll likely be a throwing error on Exposito. And it puts runners at the corners and advances the tying run to third as Simpson advances. Rather, excuse me, Colmenares advances and Simpson's at the plate. They've actually given it as a single rather than an error, so they'll say he would have beaten it out anyways. And there are runners at first and third with two away. Simpson at the plate with excellent speed. Third baseman Floyd in on the grass, protecting against a potential two-out safety squeeze. First pitch chopped to second. Acton underhands to Exposito, and the side is retired. So all that talk about a potential squeeze or how they were going to get that tying run home is all for naught, as the side is retired 4-6. To the eighth we go, 3-2, Augusta on top. New arm coming in when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. Two-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here for the top of inning number 8. Stepping into the box is EJ Exposito, and he's doing so against 22-year-old Matt Wyatt. Last round pick out of UVA last year. And he delivers a ball to Exposito to begin things. 6'4", 215, 22 years of age. This is his 12th outing of the year. 0-3, a 4.74 ERA, and a 1.42 whip. He misses down low here. It's 2-0. Green Jackets saw him twice, had four hits and a run off of him, and a walk as well in two innings. He picked up a loss in the first game. Misses outside here, 3-1. His ERA in May almost double what it was in the month of April, a 6.48 ERA with 7 runs and 8 in the third innings. 3-0 in for a strike. Good velo, 94-95 from Wyatt out of Towson, Maryland. Won't turn 23 until September. 3-1, chopped toward short. Colmenares fields it underhand and throws to first for the out. Exposito now 1-for-4, and that'll bring up Corey Acton, who is 0-for-2, a walk, a strikeout, and a flyout in his debut. Just added to the roster from
Hiye Rome. First pitch in for a strike. The lefty Acton going up against a righty for just the second time today. 0-1 pitch taken high.
Social. Yeah.
Plenty of dogs making their voices heard throughout the ballpark. 1-1 outside, 2-1. Green Jackets have been a much better road team this season than they have at home, although that got evened up a little bit this past series with the Green Jackets winning their first home series of the season. It only took them four tries. On the road, Augusta 13-8, five games over 500. Acton fouls this one off. It's 2-2. At home, they are 10-14. But going into last series, they were just 6-12, which is not the greatest of numbers. The pitch here, down and in. And the count goes full. They're 6-12, but actually, the numbers are even worse because they actually lost another game where they were playing as the road team at SRP Park. So they're actually 7-13. 3-2 pitch, grounded up the middle. It's going to get through to center field for a base hit. First as a Green Jacket for Corey Acton, who found some open space. Wide open spaces, as the Dixie Chicks once said. And it's a one-out base hit for Acton, making 1-for-3 with a walk. Although I suppose the Dixie Chicks are just the Chicks now, but old habits and whatnot. That'll bring up Jeremy Celedonio, who broke a long 0-for-22 with a single his last at-bat. Outfield shaded very deep and to the left side for him, and he'll take a fastball up high. Six home runs for Celedonio. Checking in at about one homer a series at this rate. Green Jackets do lead the Carolina League in homers. Acton's going. The pitch is popped up foul. Acton would have had that base stolen easily. 37 home runs for the Green Jackets, six more than the next closest team down east. Acton again, a big lead after taken off last time. He goes again. Breaking ball taken for a strike. Third to second is not in time. As Acton picks up his first stolen base, he is very fast, is Corey Acton. Primarily a second baseman, but has played all across the left side of the infield as well. And it's 1-2. Played just 1 year under Scott Strickland at UGA. Strickland actually recently just left that position. No stolen bases, though, in his final year. For a guy with plenty of speed and good sense as well, he's being held on here at second. Counts 1-2 on Celedonia. And the pitch taken outside just with a breaking ball. Tomorrow night, same place, same time. 7:05 first pitch. Down East has just gone final. They beat Columbia 3-0. 2-2 pitch. Cut on and missed. He went around on a breaking ball that was way outside the zone. Second strikeout for Celedonio as Tyler Collins now comes to the plate. Runner on second. Collins 1-for-3 with a run. Green Jackets have now struck out 10 times. Again, they lead the league in that category. First pitch here to Collins, in for a strike on the outside corner. Neither team has been thrown out stealing a base yet today. Green Jackets with four, and Charleston with two. This pitch misses high. It's now 1-1 on the lefty Collins. Strickland will be coming back out for the next half inning. And he'll have 2, 3, and 4 after stranding runners in the corners last time out. This one gets away, pitch in the dirt. It goes all the way to the backstop. Acton takes third and will get there comfortably. That'll be a wild pitch on Wyatt. 2-1 now on Collins. Infield now shifted for the lefty with a lot of space on the left side of the infield. And the pitch is checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal up the middle. He did not. 3-1 now. Mentioned the stats for the Green Jackets when they have a 3-1 count. And the pitch popped foul and the count goes full. Runner on third would be an insurance run with Augusta up 3-2 here in the eighth. And the payoff. Lined up the middle, dropping fast. It is in for a base hit, an RBI single as Acton comes in to score. And the Green Jackets redouble their lead. It is now 4-2 as Acton, who singled, stole second and took third on a wild pitch, gets driven home. Second hit of the day for Collins, who picks up another RBI, bring him up to 17 on the season. And that'll bring up Francisco Floyd. RBI of the season for Collins. First pitch here, drilled down the right field line, but foul. Collins at first already stole one base today. He does have excellent speed. Into the top 10 in the league now in stolen bases. He began today tied for seventh. He has moved up into sole possession of seventh. Pickoff throw comes over. He's back in standing. Runners going. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw down is not in time. Trying a between the legs tag there was Ryan Spikes. Collins picks up his second steal of the day. He's up to 18 now on the year, which, as of the beginning of games today, moves him up into a tie now for fifth. The Green Jackets have been running all over Charleston. They only stole six bases the first time these two teams met. They've stolen five in the game today as they are just now one stolen base away from equaling their series total. Runner on second, two away. The count's 0-2 on Floyd. The pitch taken outside. It gets all the way to the backstop, and that's going to be an easy advance to third on the second wild pitch and as many batters for Wyatt. And that wild pitch was costly last time because it allowed Acton to get to third where he scored on the single by Collins. One, two. Grounded up the middle through for a base hit. So back-to-back two-out knocks for Collins and Floyd as the Green Jackets pick up another run. It is now 5-2. Floyd is aboard for the third time today. He finally picks up that RBI after putting the ball in play that led to an error and a single that drove home Collins earlier in the game. So the Green Jackets have scored twice, and they now take a 5-2 lead, their largest lead of the night. And an arm is now up and throwing in the bullpen for Charleston as the Green Jackets. When they lead after eight innings, they have not lost yet this year. When leading after seven, the Green Jackets are 19-0. When leading after eight, they are also 19-0. So a sample size that is identical there, but that means that in 19 of the 23 wins, by the way, for Augusta, they have been leading at that point. Only four sort of drastic comebacks, so to speak. Top of the order now up to the plate as Floyd picks up RBI number 5. 3 of the 5 runs driven in by the Green Jackets today have come with 2 away. First pitch fouled off by Werkinger. Floyd has good speed. Wouldn't be surprised if they send him here. 5 stolen bases is the most the Green Jackets have recorded in a single game this year. Runners going. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw down to second is wide, and they do not get him. As a nice swim move there from Floyd means that it's his second stolen base of the day. 6 stolen bases now for Augusta. And once again, runner on second. The count is 0-2 as that pitch was swung on and missed. And the pitch taken in the dirt. The previous high for stolen bases in a game, by the way, was 4, which they had done twice. So they have smashed that so far. They're 6-for-6. 1-2 outside, and the count evens up at 2-2. Two pitch, chopped up the middle, broken bat. It's fielded by the pitcher, Wyatt, who underhands to first to retire the side. But 3 base hits and 3 stolen bases has delivered 2 more runs. And the Green Jackets are now up 3 as we go to the bottom of the 8th, 5-2 here in Charleston.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Strickland back out on the mound for the Green Jackets with a bigger lead than anticipated behind them. It is now 5-2 Augusta here in the bottom of the 8th. Sky is now pitch black. Temperatures now down into the 60s, 69 degrees. A little bit of breeze coming in off the river out in center field as well. And walking up to the plate with the excellent choice of walk-up song, rather, Can't Leave Without It by 21 Savage. It's Xavier Isaac, who is 2 years away from being 21, as it were. 21 Savage, of course, famously an Atlanta rapper as well. Lefty on lefty here, the first pitch taken for a strike. Isaac so far today, a triple and a run, also a flyout and a ground out. He tripled to lead off the 6th deep center field. 0-1 on the inside corner for a strike at 84, 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. 3-pitch strikeout for Strickland. As going down swinging is Isaac. Just the 6th strikeout of the game for Charleston, but they have yet to draw a walk either. A lot of balls in play and 7 base hits, which means there's been a lot of soft contact as well. And that'll bring up Dominic Keegan out of Methuen, Massachusetts, not too far away from where I grew up He steps to the plate with no one on. He'll take a first pitch fastball for a strike. He's had a good game so far. A single, a sac fly, and an RBI with a ground out as well. One for two. Leads the league in average. Came in today hitting 341. A one. Checked his swing. It was up high, and he ends up with a ball. Pitch popped up shallow right field. Coming in is the right fielder Celedonio, battling the massive floodlights. He moves over and he drops it. Keegan never stopped running, and he is into second base, and we'll see how they score that one. There are some really bright floodlights here, and that ball was clearly lost. It'll either be an error or a double. I mean, you can't give that as a single and an error, but we'll await the scoring on that one. That's a tricky one, as it's not as if he made contact with the ball. It just dropped right in front of him. I don't think he knew where that one was. Runner on second. Strickland delivers a strike. It's a two-base error on Celedonio, by the way. E9. First error of the day on Augusta. Fifth error of the season on Celedonio. Four have been fielding, and only one has been throwing. A one, grounded towards second. Acton backhands it. Jump throw to first. He got him. Nice play by Corey Acton, who has been active at second base today. He dove to take away a base hit in the first inning, and there he makes a nice Derek Jeter-esque throw, only from second base, not from short, to get the out. Runner does go up to third. Two away now, though. Ryan Spikes 0 for 3 with a pair of strikeouts at the plate. 5-2 the score. Runner on third here in the bottom of the eighth. Swing and a miss as going down on strikes. Rather, excuse me, going down in the count 1-0 is Spikes. The pitch. Just misses low with a changeup, 1-1. The pitch chopped foul off the knee of Spikes. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Bloom away with a fastball at 93, and the side is retired. So for the second straight inning, Strickland strands a runner on third. We head to the ninth inning. Jackets on top, 5-2, looking to seal out another victory here in Charleston.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We are back here now for the top of inning number 9. Justin Janis will lead it off. Green Jackets on top, 5-2. 5 runs, 9 hits, and an error. 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the home Charleston River Dogs. A loss today would put the River Dogs 10 games below 500, 18-28. And it would move the Green Jackets to 2 games above 500 as well. And taking a look at the Carolina League standings, with a number of games having already gone final, The Green Jackets came into today in third place in sole possession over Kannapolis. Actually, rather, they came into today tied, but a win today would move them into sole possession, and if Myrtle Beach loses, it would mean the Green Jackets would move to just a game behind the Pelicans. Which would be interesting indeed with those two teams set to battle it out next week, and Columbia has already lost in that one, narrowing the gap to the top as well. First pitch, Janis swinging. Driven to center field and deep. Going back is Sims into the track. He will not get there. It's off the base of the wall. Janis hits second. He is headed for third. This time the throw cut off in the outfield. Janis slides in safely, and this time he's aboard with a triple to lead off the inning. Last time up, he doubled and then was thrown out trying to stretch to a triple, and this time he gets in safely. So Janis is aboard at third with no one out to lead off this ninth inning, trying to tack on perhaps some extra runs for the Green Jackets. Make it a double and a triple for Janis, who also was hit by a pitch, 2-for-4, but has reached three times. Infield comes in for Jair Casanova, 0-for-4, looking for his 21st run batted into the month. He'll take a slider inside for a strike. Wyatt remains on the mound here. 0-1. Check to swing. Did he go? He did not. 1-1. Pitch was outside. First triple of the season for Janis. Got a second homer this season last week as well. One. Grounded towards third. Fielded on a chop by the third baseman, James, who throws on to first for the out. 0-for-5 is Casanova now. That'll bring up Nick Clarno, 0-for-2. A walk and a hit by pitch. Thought he had been hit by a pitch his last time up, but they ended up ruling hit the ground instead and ended up popping out later on.
Catcher, 46, Nick Clarno.
First pitch to Clarno is outside, 1-0. The pitch grounded towards short. Runners coming home. Janis, the throw comes to the plate. He slides in and he is out. Nice play by the shortstop Colmenares as Janis was off with the contact there on the ground and was beaten by a good 10 feet. So Clarno gets to first, but Janis is thrown out. Well, he has been thrown out now at third base and the plate tonight, but it's neither here nor there, and it'll be a fielder's choice. 6-2 that puts Clarno aboard. Exposito now up to the plate. He is 1-for-4 with an RBI back in the fifth. He'll take the first pitch for a strike over the outside part of the plate. A 1. Chop towards third. In fair territory now, drifting foul, and it's fielded just over the line towards the dugout and foul ground. Oh and two with two away. Clarno's going for second. The pitch is popped up. Foul. Could be playable for the first baseman, Isaac. He drifts over, has room, and makes the catch to retire the sub. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Green Jackets up 5-2. Strickland looking to close it out and pick up the save when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here for the bottom of the ninth. Green Jackets up 5-2. They have yet to surrender a lead in the ninth inning this season and are looking to make it a perfect 20 wins and 20 tries when leading after eight. A win today would move the Green Jackets to 24-22, two games over 500, a new high watermark for the season, as they continue their ascent up the Carolina League standings. Tomorrow, Spencer Schwellenbach gets the start for the Green Jackets. He will be opposed by right-hand pitcher Trevor Martin, who has been the best pitcher by the numbers this year for the River Dogs. Martin 1-1 with a 4.13 ERA. Taking a look elsewhere around the Braves organization tonight, as Carlos Colmenares steps in. It is the bottom of the fifth. Cedric DeGrandpre yet to give up a run. He is looking to pick up a quality start. It's 6-0 room over Bowling Green. DeGrandpre has only given up four hits, and he has been stellar so far in his debut, as this one's in for a strike from Strickland to Colmenares. David McCabe, by the way, is 1-for-3 with a walk and a run in his debut. This one misses away. It's 1-1. The 1-1 pitch from Strickland. Checked his swing just outside. Double A Mississippi continues to struggle. They are down 9-2 in the fifth inning right now against a 15-30 Birmingham Barons team. The pitch popped up foul and out of play. Birmingham did get their normal third baseman Brian Ramos back from a rehab assignment, where the Green Jackets held him relatively in check. He launched a two-run home run on Sunday, but other than that, he went 2-for-15 on the series. Gwinnett taking on Norfolk, the Tides, out there in Virginia. It's 7-6 Gwinnett in the top of the eighth. The pitch popped up over towards center field. Going over to his right is Collins, and he will make the catch in front of the warning track, one away. This is a save situation for Strickland. The lead is 3 now, but when he came in, it was a one-run game in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch here taken high by James. Jackets up 5-2. The pitch fouled off, 1-1. Green Jackets looking to extend their excellent road record as well. They have been a very good team away from SRP Park. 1-1. Swung on and missed. Fooled them badly with a changeup, and it's 1-2. Strickland looking for a strikeout here. 1-2 pitch. Taken down and in. Green Jackets were hitless in the first four innings. They've had 10 hits in their final five innings of work today. Two and two. The pitch cut on and missed. He checked his swing and went around. Two away now here in the ninth, with Charleston out of their final out, and it'll be O'Neill Manzueta, 0-for-3 in his return to Charleston, representing the final out here.
First pitch in for a strike. A one, crushed to left field. This one is back, and this is over the scoreboard and out of here. Well, the scoreless effort for Strickland is over as a two-out homer in the ninth has made it a two-run game. The nine-man Christopher Arete next to the plate. It is now 5-3. Green Jackets still up two here. And Strickland misses up with the first pitch. The pitch driven to left again, but this one playable. Workinger is there in front of the track. He makes the catch. And the ball game is over. Strickland picks up the save. Bautista the win. The Green Jackets improve to 24-22 and win their second straight. They've won yet another game here in the month of May. And they take the first game of the series with Charleston by a score of 5-3. That brings us to our Easy Go post-game show. And that means it's time for today's play of the game. And it goes to Corey Acton, who delivered a remarkable diving stab to catch a line drive at second base back in inning number one. The Green Jackets get 5 runs on 10 hits with 4 different players providing runs batted in. Collins, Floyd, Workinger, and Exposito each drive in a run with another one getting chalked off by an error, but Floyd could have easily had a 2 RBI game. Jorge Bautista picks up the win. He is today's IT guy of the game, brought to you by Premier Networks, as he gets his first quality start of the season and improves to 3-2. That'll do it for us here at the Joseph P. Riley Stadium on this beautiful Tuesday evening. The Green Jackets will try and go for a third consecutive win tomorrow night, same place, same time, 6:50 Taxslayer pregame show, 7:05 first pitch, here from the biggest city in the Palmetto State. Green Jackets win once again, courtesy of some good pitching, but some excellent patience at the plate. We'll have more tomorrow from Charleston. I've been Nathan Strauss saying farewell. We'll talk to you tomorrow.